So for these first 4 weeks, we'll do a similar practice each Monday night so that we can learn how to do a gratitude reflection. So we'll do it in a particular way on Monday night, and then you have 6 nights or 6 days to be creative, to make it your own practice. And of course, if you feel like you already have momentum, then just allow my words to fall into the background. Don't feel like you have to listen or follow the instructions. So to begin the first part, the gratitude reflection, acknowledging the rightness, the appropriateness of happiness, the appropriateness of the heart feeling good now. And one easy, beautiful avenue toward feeling good is to bring to mind those things we can be grateful for, to appreciate the good things in our lives. So we're following the Mangala Sutta, taking some time now to be grateful for the wise friends, the wise teachers and mentors and associates in our lives, in the past, in the present. So just see who comes to mind, what wise friends, wise associates come to mind. And just take a few moments for each person and practice feeling the gratitude, the appreciation for this person in our life. And if you'd like to verbalize this in your mind, it could be a very simple repeating of the word thank you, as if you were remembering, connecting with this person, appreciating them, and just thanking them for being part of your life. Thank you. You can even say their name, thank you, and then their name. Thank you for your presence in my life. Or just a simple phrase, I appreciate you. I'm grateful. When you're ready, practice being grateful for the suitable places to live, grateful for our home, for our cities, communities that we live in, for the orderliness of our communities, the relative safety of our homes, the warmth, the comfort of our homes. Feeling gratitude for the comfort and safety of my home. And the beautiful thing about gratitude is we can just send it out. It's not like we're sending the gratitude to anybody, anything in particular, but just feeling grateful indiscriminately in all directions for the house, the home, the apartment that we have, for a bed, a bathroom, windows. We can bring to mind gratitude, appreciation for our intelligence, the ability we have to think things through, to be clear, to understand things, to learn things and have skills, to make good choices. I care about this mind. I'm grateful for this mind that can think and choose. Gratitude for this capacity to learn. Be able to adapt and adjust. The Buddha suggests that we recognize the blessings of our good livelihoods, the capacity to be able to be supported in one way or another, whether we have a job or receive support in some other way. Just to be grateful for that support, to be able to take care of ourselves, however we do. To be part of the circle of giving and receiving. So we can also see as a blessing all the opportunities we've had in the past, we have right now to give, to take care of the world, to take care of our family, friend, to take care of our job, our responsibilities. To see that engagement in the world, to see that as a blessing, something to appreciate, to be able to engage, to give away, to do. This is a blessing to appreciate. To be a force for good. Be helpful. To feel the blessing of being a good person, of avoiding harming others, avoiding refraining from stealing things, taking things that aren't ours. Refraining from acting out our greed and anger in harmful ways. So just to be grateful for what the Buddha would call the bliss of blamelessness. To whatever degree we experience that, we have experienced that in the past, to be grateful for the purity of our action, the goodness of our actions. To be able to live in a way where other people don't have to fear us, and even other beings. Mosquitoes don't have to fear us. Other creatures don't have to fear us. This is a blessing to appreciate. We can feel blessed and grateful for any humility, any contentment, any gratitude we have now or in the past. This is also something to be grateful for. Grateful for gratefulness, contentment, humility. These beautiful emotions, whatever ones you remember now and from the past. Grateful for equanimity. We can be grateful for wise teachings and wise teachers, wise and discussions with our friends, our wise friends. But all the ways that we have been inspired in a spiritual sense, supported in a spiritual sense. So what we might call Sangha, we can be grateful for this support. Feel blessed to be connected with these teachings. The Buddha goes on and suggests that we can be grateful, recognize the blessing of understanding the path of releasing attachment, going beyond suffering, experiencing a heart, the mind free from suffering, free from the constricted states of greed and aversion. A mind peaceful with the ups and downs, the eight worldly winds of this and that, good and bad. A mind that's free, a heart that's liberated, free from fear. This is truly a blessing. Even the simple glimpses of this possibility is a real blessing. Even this aspiration to be free, the heart fully released, even to understand this as an aspiration is a blessing. Something to appreciate with gratitude. Appreciating the possibility of the full and unshakable release of the heart and mind. This heart and mind. Recognizing the potential for freedom. Feeling blessed by that potential. Feeling grateful. not destined to have to suffer over and over again. Noticing the effect of the simple reflection on all of the goodness in our lives. Now we'll continue this practice of appreciation or mudita by bringing other people to mind. So starting the formal mudita practice by bringing somebody to mind whose success or happiness is really clear to us. We take the time, we don't need to rush, have a clear image or clear felt sense of this person. And in particular, noticing or remembering their goodness, their well-being, their happiness, their success, bringing it to mind, feeling the heart being touched, being affected by remembering this person's success. And then we verbalize the expansion of the heart, the delighting, the rejoicing in their well-being. May your happiness continue. May it increase. And may it never end. And then just feel the effect of that simple wish for a few seconds. Let the mind once again return to silence. Then once again, remembering the person, take your time. Articulate this simple, beautiful, expansive wish. May your success, may your joy continue. May it increase. May it never end. And just continue now on your own. You can continue just to work with this easy person for the rest of the set. But the traditional order, if you want to move through it completely or partly, begin with the easiest person, then bringing to mind a benefactor or somebody who's really been influential, helpful in your life. Bring to mind a dear friend, perhaps a relative. Bring to mind a neutral person, a difficult person, and then work with all beings. This is the traditional order you can experiment with if you want. May your happiness continue. May it increase. May it never end. as we continue for another few minutes, just recognizing the process of the heart connecting. This is the engine of the mudita practice, the heart connecting with joy or with beauty, with the happiness of another, and feeling that inner abundance, the heart that's happy to give away our good wishes, that's enlivened by sending out our good wishes, that inner abundance. And recognizing more and more clearly the very nature of happiness. Happiness is about letting go of boundaries, letting go of limitations, opening to something immeasurable, boundless. This is happiness. Let's take the last minute or two together. First, just bring to mind this group we're sitting with tonight, those of the group that couldn't make it tonight. Just appreciating how beautiful it is that people signed up for the course, that they're interested in joy and equanimity. And this is really a sign that there's something good happening in all of our lives. Just this simple interest in these practices is a good thing. So may this goodness in our lives, may it continue. May it blossom into something quite beautiful and healing. May it never end. And may all beings on this planet, human beings and non-human beings, may their simple joys, their big, profound joys, may they also continue and increase and never end. May all the happiness, all the success and joy throughout the universe, here and there, near and far, little joy and big joys, may it all continue and increase and never end. May all beings realize the heart's full, complete release. May all beings be at ease. I'll take a moment to stretch out.